I know your deeds, that you are neither cold or nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. Amen. Thank you, Lord, and we glorify you for being our Father. We thank you for being present here. I pray that you burn in us, Lord. You help us and burn our hearts, Lord, with your name on it. Speak through us, Lord, and speak to the youth and myself, Lord, with your message, and help us not to be lukewarm. Glorify your name in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Okay, works. Good. All right, so tonight's message is a little bit different because I think it's pretty hot in here, right? So it's going to be about being hot. And we know heaven is hot. We know Jesus is hot. In fact, if you watch the new Bible movie, he is really hot. No. But the whole point is that if Jesus is hot, we need to burn. And we need to burn for Jesus Christ. We need to burn for his ministry. And tonight we're going to be talking about that. Now before we go anywhere further, I want you to think about a sports that you like. A sports in which you would be a great athlete. In sports in which you would play starting tomorrow and you'd make millions of dollars. Think about and pick one, and God comes to you tonight and says, as of tomorrow morning, you wake up and you're going to be a great athlete. If God would come to me and say, I'd be a great athlete, I'd like to be a football player. And I'd already told my wife that if I would be a football player, she needs to be ready. I'd pack and move to Dallas, Texas, because I would be playing for the Cowboys, Dallas Cowboys. Well, you see, that's sort of like our dreams, right? I remember when I was a child and when I grew up, I always wanted to do something in sports and wanted to be a football player, and would have been a dream come true. But see, God said, well, you know what? I don't have that dream for you. I have some different dream. But let's go further with this illustration. What does it take to be an athlete? I came up with a few things that are characteristics of a good athlete. Be in great shape. Be tough physically and mentally. Behave as a professional. Practice. Be at every meeting. Work to impress your coach. Be aware of your competition. Get along with others. Sportsmanship. Play like it's your last play or last game. Now, you see, we know what athletes do and we know how athletes should behave. Then how comes we don't know what we as Christians should do and how we should behave? Well, it's very similar, and we're going to be talking about this very soon. But God came to you and me, for me in 1997 when I accepted Christ in my life, and said, you know what, I'm not going to make you an athlete and a sports person. Instead, I'm going to make you a superstar on God's team. Yes. A superstar that is extraordinary and not ordinary. A superstar on God's team that burns for him and is hot, not lukewarm. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 27 says, now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is part of it. We are part of God's body. You see, we are on God's team, and tonight we will speak about that and how what it means to burn for him. So if you know how to act and behave as an athlete, tonight we're going to learn how to act and behave as God's children. Tonight we're about to talk about being superstars and extraordinary, not ordinary. You see, instead of God wants us to be hot for him, not lukewarm. Now what does it mean to be hot? Well, first you could go and home tonight, right? Turn on the stove, leave it for a few minutes and put your hand on it. It's going to burn. You can turn on the water, leave it to the hot water and let it run for a few minutes, and then you're going to put your hand in there, it's going to burn. Or you move to Phoenix, Arizona, for the ones that are watching online that are not from here. But God wants us to burn for him, because by being hot and burn for him, we're contagious. So if we're hot, the person next to us, if we touch them in their lives, with our lives, they're going to be getting hot as well and burn for Jesus Christ. He doesn't want us to be lukewarm because being lukewarm means being comfortable. We get to become very comfortable in our situation. And God wants us to get out of that comfort zone. Lukewarm means that we are selfish, self-centered. And God says, no, it's about other people and it's about serving others, as we're going to learn in a few minutes. Before God comes to you and says you're going to be playing on His team, He says, let's sign a contract, right? The contract, and God's contract says, this is the covenant that I will make with you, declares the Lord. I will put my laws on your heart and write them on your mind. And when you sign this contract, you sign your name in the book of heavens. And by the covenant, you say that you are His and He is our God. Being hot is like an athlete, but playing for the right team. And those characteristics that I talked to you about, we're going to see. What does it mean to be extraordinary on God's team? Those were the examples, right? And I'm going to go over a few with them, with you tonight, about what makes you burning for Christ and not a lukewarm. Be in great shape, right? That's the first one. The good news is that you don't have to go to a gym. You don't have to become a member at a gym and start working out. That's great for your physical body. But instead, in God's team and on God's team, let God shape you in His way. Let God shape you in the way He wants you to be. Jeremiah 18:6 says, like clay in the hands of the potter, so are you in my hand, O house of New Life Romanian Church. See, He knows what players He needs on His team. He knows what kind of team He has. He knows exactly what He needs to shape you and I into. So let Him shape us in the person that He wants us to be. 1 Corinthians chapter 9:27 says, Apostle Paul says, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. Being tough in the real world and being tough in the spiritual world is about being disciplined, self-disciplined. You see, self-discipline sometimes can be very challenging because you look in the mirror and you see yourself. You look in the Word of God and you look at yourself, and sometimes that hurts. Sometimes God disciplines you, sometimes the church disciplines you, and sometimes you have to discipline yourself. But sometimes it's painful. Hebrews 12:11 says, for the moment, all discipline seems to be painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness. You see, we said earlier we know how to behave as athletes. But what does it mean to behave as Christians and as Christ-like? Well, exactly that. You need to think, act, and be like Jesus Christ. That is essential because that means you pray daily, you read the Bible daily, you worship Him daily, you praise Him daily, and you meditate daily. See, when we were lukewarm, Satan just sits at the door and says, you know what? I'm going to take over you. When we're lukewarm with so-and-so, everything is just easy going. Satan looks at you and says, you know, you're the perfect candidate because you're not burning for Christ. Instead, I will attack you. Well, he's the enemy, right? Knowing your enemy. So knowing your enemy is very important. We talked one time about 2 years ago from Ephesians chapter 6. And it says that our struggles is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil. We need to identify that evil. Just like a football player would watch videos over and over of his competitor, we need to know who Satan is. And when we practice, we go to Lord and to God and say, teach us. Because Jesus Christ is the only one that beat Satan, right? So now we have to learn from Him who our enemies are so that we can conquer him. Get along with others is the next characteristic. It means to serve others. 1 Peter chapter 4:10 says, as each has received the gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's very grace. This is the only thing that we need to do now is to serve others. As I said, being lukewarm means to be self-centered. Everything we do is for ourselves. When you're warm and hot and burning for Christ, you do things for others. The last part is to play every game like it's your last game. Well, see, God will shape us into the people that He wants us to be. We need to discipline ourselves. We need to practice. We need to know our enemy, because one day we'll be in God's Hall of Fame. That's the goal. You see, athletes are superstars. We need to be extraordinary. Athletes are in the spotlight. We need to be the light. Athletes will be remembered on this world forever. We need to be remembered in heaven when we enter that. Athletes win rings. We need to win lives. I pray and I hope that one day we'll see y'all in God's Hall of Fame. Amen. Yes. Amen.